I guess you understand Chinese. Because I see some response. I heard some response. And Pastor was saying amen all the time. So he must understand. So how many of you understand Chinese? I believe all my friends from Singapore and Malaysia and where else? Do you know Chinese? Do you understand Chinese? Oh, come on. Praise the Lord. So I did it on purpose. You know, at least you know what we do in the Chinese ministry. So basically what you see, they are all taken in China, many parts of China. So I've been to so many places in China, more than most of the Chinese from mainland. Because I told them, I say, hey, I went to this place. And they say, oh, I've never been there. Went to this place. I've never been there. You know, sometimes people mistaken Singapore is part of China. You know, I told them, you know, I'm from China. Oh, I know China. I know Singapore. Which part of China? I said, southern part of China. Hallelujah. So anyway, just a nutshell about my ministry in China. And as a result of that, because I had students who graduated from our school and they came over to Canada and passed some churches and they gave away one church to me. Hallelujah. So anyway, long story. Like I said, today I'm not here to promote myself, but to promote Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I'm not gonna talk about me anymore, but talk about you and Jesus. Everybody say this. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. All glory to Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father, once again, we give you all the glory. You are good God. Your mercy endures forever. Father, we look up to you. You are so good. You are so gracious, so merciful, so powerful, so majestic, so awesome, so great. Lord, we are here to exalt the name of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Lord, we are so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to work with you, to serve in your ministry. Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful church and the people. Lord, we know, God, that you're going to do something great today in a very special personal way. Lord, I believe, Lord, you're going to touch them and ignite their faith and revive those. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord is here. The anointing is so obvious. Thank you, Father. So I'll carefully give you all the glory in all that we receive and accomplish today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we go on, I just want to say thank you, pastors, for allowing me to come. And I really look forward. I've been looking forward since the day you have invited me. I know it's going to be good. And I really feel like family. Amen. And then we have so many people from all different nations. And this is what I love most. Because Jesus came for all of us. Amen. Jesus loves us. I can feel. Pastor is a really good pastor. Whenever he talks about you, you can feel that he loves you guys so much. Can you give him a good hand also? Hallelujah. Of course, you know, every successful man, there's always a woman behind. So, thank God for Pastor Patricia. Hallelujah. So, I just want to say thank you again. But again, I know your pastors, Tony Well and Pastor Bryce, right? Am I prophesying? Oh, no. Okay, Brother Bryce, right? He has taught you well. So, I'm not here trying to teach you, but to encourage you to continue in the faith that God has given you and that you have developed. Amen. So, I believe by now you are convinced that you have a good Father in heaven. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He wants you to experience success in all areas of your life. He wants you to be a great person in this life. Amen. He believes in you and he wants to use you to do great things, significant things in your life. So I really believe that God is going to do something bigger, something greater. In fact, this is the last month of the year. But we don't have to wait for the last day of the year to pray about next year or believing for a good year. It's going to be a good year. Amen. Amen. So I don't think I'll be here in Christmas because I have my own celebration in our church. So I just say Merry Christmas before I go. Oh, do you see my hand? This is how we Chinese greet people. Merry Christmas. Amen. And a Happy New Year. And I believe that God is going to give you a good year. It's going to be a better year, a greater year. Because God is bigger than what you think He is. Amen. He is bigger than who you think He is. He can do so much more than what you can ever ask or think. So God is doing something in your life, but you have to acknowledge it. You have to collaborate with Him. You have to respond to Him. So this morning, I want to talk to you a little bit about faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. You know, the alignment is all out because I use Mac and then you guys are not. Okay, so the alignment is a bit out. So please bear with me. Hallelujah. But the point is this, you know, at the end of the day, we know that God is good, He's gracious, He's merciful, He wants to do so much more in our life, but we have to respond. So we are not saying that we are going to have faith in our faith, but faith in God. Amen. So this morning, if you need a title, we can call it Have Faith in God. So this is my signal, okay? Next. Okay, next. My guys know my signal. So anyway. So next. Okay, good. So you know what? I'm going to break the word faith into five pieces. That means I'm going to break the word faith to talk about faith. So I believe you will remember everything I say today because it's so easy to remember. So we're going to begin with the word faith. And the word faith, okay, sorry about that. Can you go all the way? Yes, sir. Thank you. I know we're still trying to develop our chemistry here, okay? Anyway, so it's okay. It's my first time. You will bear with me, right? So anyway, the word faith, basically, you know, we can divide it into five parts. And the word F stands for feet. A, act. I, initiate. T, talk. And H, hold fast. So just in case I have no, you know, not enough time to finish up, at least you get the point. F for? A for? I for? T for? H for? So we're going to begin with F. F for feet. So, let's go to the next verse. Okay, Psalms 37, verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Do you see that? Feed on His faithfulness. So, the word feed comes from the root word murmur. Everybody knows how to murmur, right? Come on, don't look at me so holy. You know how to murmur? And then another definition of the word feet is ponder or utter. So meditation is not about just closing your eyes, doing nothing and blank or empty your mind. No, meditation in the Bible means you have to do something about it with your mind and with your mouth or through your mouth. You have to murmur hallelujah, but in a good way, in a positive way. Come on, you know how to murmur everything. You know, every time when things happen to you, the first thing you do is murmur. Why me? Why this happened to me? I thought you liked me. Why do you do this to me? You guys really look so holy today. Right? We know how to murmur, and then we do it under our breath. We don't go around and just say, you know, your boss, even if your boss is not good to you, what are you going to do? You murmur behind him. You don't go before him and say, you are not a good boss. And you will be gone by tomorrow. So you murmur under your breath. Am I right? Say that? So to feed, basically, to meditate. To meditate simply means you murmur or utter the word of God over and over upon yourself, unto yourself. Amen. So in other words, you talk to yourself with the word of God in a positive way. For instance, when you have need, what do? You don't say, oh no, what again, Lord, when are you going to do that? You say, God shall supply all my needs according to the riches of His glory. So what are you doing? You are not confessing, you are speaking or murmuring or meditating the word of God by speaking to yourself. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, but the word hearing simply means you hear it over again and again and again and again and again. You don't have to wait for Sunday to hear your pastor preach again and again. You can preach to yourself. In fact, the word preach is simply means proclaim or declare. You just declare the word again and again and again and again. God is good. His mercy endures forever. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God shall supply all my needs. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Am I the only one that gets excited about the word? Come on, this is Word of Faith Church, right? Yes, come on, man. I have greater expectations. Amen. So I really believe that God is going to take you to the next level next year. Amen. So God has a big plan for you. In fact, when it comes to the plan of God, we must remember the prayer. You know, we always talk about prayer. But remember, prayer is not designed for us to ask God to fulfill our needs. God is more than willing to fulfill all your needs. In fact, He shall supply all our needs according to the riches of His glory. So He has so much more to give us. So prayer is designed for us not to ask God to meet our needs, but to hear from God and to catch up with His blessing. Because the Bible says the blessing not only upon us, but overtaking us. So we have to learn to hear from Him and be in timing and His will to do whatever He wants you to do. And that's where you receive His grace for your living. Amen. Amen. So there's so much to talk about grace and faith and the power of the Holy Ghost. So today, I would just want to focus on the word faith. But at the end of the day, our faith is not in our faith to get things done. Our faith is in Jesus who did everything for us a long time ago. Amen. He has accomplished, He has achieved everything for us. But we have to learn how to tap on Him or the power of the Holy Spirit to draw the grace from Him for our success living. Amen. 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 So this is what I'm talking about. This is where I'm coming from. So God will only work where there's an attitude or a spirit of faith, where there's a voice of faith. So that's why you have to continue to talk about it. Always remember your word activates grace. Let's go to the next letter. That leads us to the next letter. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because of timing. Okay, I was trying to rush a little bit here. What time? How long do I have? Oh, up to 3 hours? Okay, sorry. 3 o'clock? Okay, so 3 o'clock. Just kidding. 1 more hour. Can you go back to the... I was trying to rush anyway. I don't have to, right? Because in our church, we have to leave by 12. Because, you know, they have parking to pay. Richmond is not free. Everywhere you go, you have to pay. I'm serious. So anyway, yeah? You finished 12, right? Also, I have no choice. 12. Okay. Okay, I can throw. Sure. Sure. Okay, can you go back to the previous verse? Okay, previous slide. So now we know faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So at the end of the day, we know God wants to do so much more in our future. You know, we don't need faith when it comes to yesterday because it has already happened. We don't have to really use faith for today because we are walking in it, in the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Why do we need faith? It's for the future, for the unknown. So we need faith, just like, you know, when pastor sent me the address to come here, honestly, because, you know, when I received your address, I was thinking, okay, I know it has to be right. I came, you know, I tried to come by the GPS, but he took me to the wrong place. Yeah. So I don't know. I wonder. And I'm not saying I was afraid, but I was thinking, man, I'm very, very particular about punctuality. So I said, come on. I'm missing the time now. I need to be quick. So in other words, it's unknown, right? There are many things that is unknown. But faith gives you the substance or the confidence or the evidence of whatever you are hoping for is going to come to pass. Amen. You need to be certain. You need to be strong in faith, not for the sake of getting yourself feeling better, but to make sure that you are in the perfect will of God and His grace for your successful living. Amen. So we are here not to try to tell you that you have to work things out so that God can work something for you. No, God has already worked things out. You have to follow in faith by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now, next slide. So we all know faith is not based on logic. It's not based on experiences. It's not based on circumstances. It's not based on physical senses. It's solely based on the Word of God. Right? So we are not going to go by feelings. We are not going to go by logic. We are not going to go by circumstances. We have to go by the Word of God. So how are you going to continue to stay in faith? You have to continue to feed yourself. You have to continue to feed yourself on the Word of God. You have to continue to let the Word of God be the substance or the evidence or the confidence of what you are believing for tomorrow or the future. So I really believe that next year is going to be a good year. But then it takes faith for you to position yourself to receive whatever He has for you. And that comes with prayer. So we pray because we need God. And not only that, we pray because we want God. Do you know there's a difference between need and want? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, this is another subject. Are you ready for the next one? Access, right? Faith leads you to access into the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word peace is not just about having peace of mind, but everything, it came from the word shalom, right? It developed into this word that basically gives you everything. Everything is covered. Deliverance, healing, prosperity, breakthrough, success, joy, peace, rest. Hallelujah. And through whom also we have access by faith. Everybody say, A for access. Can you imagine a Chinese is trying to teach the people English? I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to be more clear, just in case you don't understand my accent. Do you understand my accent? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's one thing unique about, you know, multicultural church. Right? It's so fun to be in. Anyway, so when you have, that means when you feed on the Word of God, it basically activates your faith. Right? So A for activate or A for act. Hallelujah. You need to act. Right? You have to act. How do you act? Again, you don't try to make God do something. God wants to do so much more than what you can ever ask or think. You basically position yourself to hear from God and to follow Him. Amen. So how do you do that? You access by prayer or through prayer. That's why don't take the word prayer so hard. The word prayer or pray is a blessed word. Just like, you know, talking to your loved one, do you feel it's hard? Okay, I don't know what happened in your household. Okay, let me say that again. Maybe you don't understand me. Okay, let me say that again. Is that difficult for you to talk to your loved one? Is that hard? Is that a chore? No, what again? Dad, I need money. Dad, that's hard. No, you know what? My son never wake up one day and come to my room and beg me, Dad, I need breakfast, please. Mom, I need breakfast, please. You know what he do? He would go to the fridge. He opened the fridge and he searched. And then he said, "Where is my breakfast?" And then, you know, what do we do? We say, "Excuse me, we don't owe you anything." All the parents say, "Amen." We don't owe you anything. Come on. But you see, that is what we are talking about. You have to come with confidence that He is your supplier. He is your giver. He is your rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. Amen. So you are blessed. Hallelujah. To begin with, you are blessed to begin with. But again and again, how are we going to tap on the blessings that we are already blessed with in Jesus Christ? Amen. So it's faith. Faith takes us into His presence, takes us into His, blessing. Let's look at the next slide. Because it's a word of faith, church, that's why I have to give a few definitions. Okay. Because Bryce is here, so I have to be, at least let everybody see, hey, come on, man, I know something. I'm just kidding. But I don't know how to say it in Greek. Basically, it means admission, lead towards, approach, draw near. You see that? Remember the Bible says, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. You see, can you see the sequence? Draw near to me, I'll draw near to you. Draw near, approach me, assess. Come on, assess. But how are we going to assess? Through whom? Who is He? Jesus. Let's go back to the previous verse. You see, access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This verse alone I can preach for 2 hours. But the point is this, by faith into what? This grace in which we stand. So in other words, grace has been given to you. It's already there. It's just around the corner. It just requires faith for you to get it. Amen. So, access by faith in Jesus Christ into this grace in which we stand and rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice. How are you going to rejoice all the time? How are you going to say, this is the day the Lord has made when things seem all falling apart? Because you believe God is good and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Amen. I know you don't expect this star, right, from a Chinese pastor. Glory! I just came back from the States, preaching in the States. By the way, my wife sent her love to you. And because I just came back from the States, preaching from the States, so we thought it'd be good for her to be there. I'm here so that they don't think we keep going away. Okay, I know. You must be very happy and blessed to have a pastor who don't really like to go. But next week he's going to come to our church and preach for us. The reason he comes because he got nothing to do. Because Bryce is preaching, right? Oh, no. Just kidding. But we have to give way to somebody else, right? It's not just about us. It's about Jesus through us. Amen. So anyway, long story short again, my wife sent her love to you, and basically, she wants to be here so much. And I believe the next time, right, we will bring her. Okay? Make sure she behaves herself first. Okay? Anyway. So, the point is this. At the end of the day, God wants to do something big in your life. But you have to really act, assess, approach in faith. And always remember, faith is an active verb. Faith is acting out what the Bible says about who you are and what you have in Christ. If you read your Bible carefully, you'll find out Jesus is always on the move. And we all know Jesus was the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was God and became flesh. And the Bible says, by grace and truth came through Jesus. Right? So He's the person of the Word and He's the person of the grace. But then He was always on the move, using His faith for somebody else. Think about it. And He's our example. Right? So, we know God has given us grace, and He says His grace is sufficient for you, and His power makes perfect in your weaknesses. But you have to use it. Amen. You have to use it for your own benefit and also for others. That's why we are here for this purpose. We are not here just to learn, but also to be a blessing. Amen. Not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing. God bless you to be a blessing. We keep hearing this, but it's just a cliche in church. No, you are more than who you think you are. You're better than what you think you are. Can you please tell a neighbor that? You are better than who you think you are. So grace is always in action. Grace is always in action. He's constantly doing something with his faith for the people. So keep your faith alive. Think about something. Meditate on something that God wants you to possess. Think about it. Think about something that you can use your faith for. And if you feel God is speaking to you to believe for something bigger than you, then go for it. God is not going to do something that you can do it with your own muscle. Let me say it again. God is not going to do something with what you can do with your own muscle. Because God has no glory over it. Right? He wants to give you a bigger dream. Yes, for His glory. And when you accomplish it, you know it's not by might, it's not by power, it is by the Holy Spirit. And that glory, all glory, go to Him. Amen. So, again and again, let me say it again, grace has come for you. So now it's not that we are waiting on God, but, now we are not waiting on God, but God is waiting on us. Yeah, in the Old Testament, we have to wait upon the Lord. Because they did not have the Holy Spirit. But today, we have the Holy Spirit. And we are the temple of God. So all you need to do is just tap on the Holy Ghost and come into His presence by faith. How do you do that? Next slide, please. And that leads us to... Okay, next. No time to talk about that. Okay. Basically, I for initiate. Everybody say, I for initiate. I for initiate. You see that? Initiate. What is initiate? Set going by taking a first step. Set in motion. In other words, you have to take the first step. But actually, sometimes you think, oh no, we're not going to do this because God has done it. No, God has already done it, but then God is waiting for you to take the response, or say take the initiative to respond to Him. Amen. I can give you verses. Think about it. Look, next verse. When she heard about the grace of God, the healing power of God, she came behind Him. Amen. And touched Him. He came already. Jesus came already. But then, she has to come in order to receive or touch God. Is that interesting? Just for you to think about. Like I said, I'm not here trying to teach you, right? But to encourage you to continue in the grace of God and in the faith of God. Next, look at Peter. We all know this event, what happened. If it's you, command me to come. If it's you, command me to come to you. Jesus said, well, you know what? You need to go to Rhema. Oh, you don't get it. If it's you, Lord, let me come. Well, you know, you need to go to Rhema. Or you have to go to YouTube and watch Kenneth Hagin. Step number one. Step number two. Step number three. No, he said, come, just one word. Just based on one word, what happened? He experienced a miracle. Amen. I don't know about you, I have not walked on water yet. I tried in my bathtub, I sank. Amen. So he had it. Amen. So, let me say it again. At the end of the day, yes, the grace has come. But he said, you come. You come. Come on, you come. Hallelujah. Next. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest, but you come. Now, Jesus, you know everything. Yeah, I know everything. But you don't know how much you have. What you can take, what you cannot take. You don't know your level of faith or patience. You need to be challenged. So that you know where are you right now. I know everything about you, but you don't know about you. Okay, you don't get it. Maybe let me say this. Just kidding. You get a point? Yes, he knows everything. But why did he want us to come? Because you don't know what you can take. You don't know how good he is. You don't know what else can he do for you. You don't know. So you have to come. And that basically creates that hunger for more. Amen. If he gives you everything, right? If he gave you everything, you don't come. Amen. You rest. Hallelujah. You come because, I mean, sad to say that, but most Christians, they only come to God when they are in need. Okay, I can guarantee you Christmas Sunday is going to be the biggest crowd. Amen. But maybe not in Canada because you guys go overseas, I mean, go holiday. Hallelujah. But in Singapore, Christmas, or what do you call it, Easter Sunday, we always have the biggest crowd. Why? Because we only have Christians who come to church 3 times a year. Hallelujah. And most of them, they only come to Jesus because they have need. But Jesus loves you after all. Amen. Having said all that, Jesus still loves you. Amen. He longs to fellowship with you. So it doesn't matter. God is not going to bring condemnation to us. But he's going to help us to see the importance and the significance of having fellowship with him. Or intimate fellowship with him. And the way to really have intimate fellowship with the good Lord, you have to come. And you have to prepare your heart. And you have to take a step and set it going. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed so far? Yes. So now, how are you going to come? How are you going to take the initiative? You never run to God with your mouth shut. And that leads us to the next letter for T. Talk. Look at a neighbor. I know you know how to talk. You know how to talk? Come on. You know, this mouth is not only designed for us to eat and eat and eat and gossip. Come on, let me say it again. This mouth is not designed for us to eat and eat and gossip. This mouth is for us to access into his presence, into his grace, into his power for our living, for our successful living, for our benefits, for our profit. Because the Bible says he will teach us how to profit and lead us the way that we should go. Amen. So talk. Let me see the definition. Express in words. Verbalize. Speak or say. Speak or say something. Verbalize your thoughts, your faith. Amen. Express in word. What did Paul say? Hallelujah. We have the same spirit of faith according to what is written. I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. If you believe, you will speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. So if you're not speaking, maybe something is wrong. I mean, if you're not speaking God's word, something is wrong because you're not putting words in your heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So how do you put words in the heart? Again, back to F again, right? We don't have to go there. Right? Feet, meditate. Put the word into your heart and in your mouth. The word is near your heart and your mouth. So you have to put word in your mouth, in your heart first, and then you speak. Right? Or you can speak and let the word sink in your heart. So that's why it's so important for us to speak. It's not about rules, okay, that you have to do this so that God can do something. No, it's not about law, it's about life. That's how we do life as a Christian. We speak everything into existence because we are made in his image. Amen. We have the DNA of God. Hallelujah. So we have all the power to create wealth, the Bible says, but we have to do something. And the basic or the primary way to do it is first, speak. I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in, I'm blessed going out. Hallelujah. I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in everywhere I go. I'm blessed in Coquitlam. Coquitlam, right? I'm blessed in Coquitlam, Surrey, Richmond, hallelujah, Toronto. Where else? Where are you from? said, not only hallelujah, said, you know, I'm not that type of person, you know, I'm not outspoken like you. Excuse me, it's not about your personality, it's about the principle. Let me say it again, it's not about your personality. It's about the principle of the Word of God. It's not about law, but it's about love and the life. Amen. You want the love of God manifest in your... I mean, His love, He's always with you, whether you feel Him or you don't feel Him. God is here right now. But we talk about manifestation of the presence. Why do we say that? Since God is here, because it's good to feel. Hallelujah. Even though faith does not base on feelings, but when you release your faith, feeling comes. Just like, for instance, this morning, you don't feel like coming to church. Okay, don't raise your hand. Hallelujah. You woke up and say, oh, no. Church again. Come on. But then, if you continue to think and say, well, you know what? I'm not getting anything from Him. I don't want to say who, okay? Well, what happened? That's your faith. Because you say what you believe. Well, I'm not going to get from Him or anything from Him. What happened? Feelings catching up. Yes, the feeling comes. Yes, sleep. Sleep, bro. Hallelujah, just sleep. But you say, nah, I don't feel like going. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad. And then you jump up from your bed. And then you walk. Hallelujah. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Hallelujah. What happened? Feeling calm. Suddenly you feel something. Hey, come on, man. I feel good now. I feel light. Your word can change the atmosphere. Your word can turn things around. Amen. Your word plays a big part. Your word can be a matter of life and death. Because the Bible said, death and life are in the power of your tongues. So, if you don't like what you're going through right now, if you don't like your living condition, if you don't like the income that you're having right now, perhaps it's time for you to reevaluate what have you been speaking. Think about it. Think about it. I'm not condemning you, please. Just think about it. Because life and death are in the power of your tongues. So if you're not happy, not satisfied with what's going on, perhaps it's time for you to reevaluate and start feeding and assess or act or approach God by taking the first step with speaking, with talking, with thanking. Amen. You know, I can develop this 3T. You come to God with TTT. Think, talk, thank. But because of time, I just limit to talk. Hallelujah. Thank alone is another subject. Do you know how to praise God despite of what's going on? Do you know how to praise God? Come on. Think about it. Amen. It's easy to praise God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made when everything goes well. The most challenging part in our Christian walk is not having faith. It's not getting faith. Because faith comes by hearing. As long as there's word preached, you get faith. It is acting upon the faith. But that's not even more challenging part. This is not the challenging part. The most challenging part is after you act and you don't see the manifestation, do you still believe? That will be your challenge. And most Christians say, oh, you know, I love it. I love your message, Pastor. So good. I'm going to practice it. So they went back to practice for 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Not even 3 days. 3 minutes. I believe. I believe. Therefore, I speak. I believe. Therefore, I speak. And nothing happened. Hallelujah. I remember. I still have time, right? Praise the Lord. So already in my talk, so easy. Come on. I got so many stories to tell. You want to hear some stories? Yeah. I remember, you know, I was a very successful trader. I did very well. I make six figures on the high side when I was 25. I know you're curious about how much I made then. But when I'm talking about six figures, we're talking about US dollars. When I was 25. Anyway, the Lord spoke to me. Long story short again, He wanted me to come, to serve Him full time. So I have to give up everything. So now from a person who draw literally on the high side, $600,000-$700,000, to living by faith when there's no income. So now, you know, when I'm getting the money, I can, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you know, look at me, I'm so great. I'm so blessed. But now, I have to live without income. So every month, I still have to thank Him. In fact, not every month, every time when someone gives me an offering of $20, I say, thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Hallelujah. I'm serious. I was drawing literally every month. I'm talking about $50,000 a month to $5 an offering. When I first started, of course, when I first started. Of course, you know, I don't care because I've saved some money. But you know what? You never live by your own saving. You live by the grace of God and the provision of God. Because anyway, after many years, I really found that I cannot live by my own saving. Because, you know, Chinese, not you, okay? Chinese people like me, we are very prideful. We don't ask for money. We don't ask for donation. So I said, since I have some saving in my bank, well, and then I don't want to lower my standard of living. So what happened? I used up my money in 10 years. But that's not bad, right? 10 years. Praise the Lord. But after 10 years, I realized one day, I went to my ATM machine, I tried to draw some cash, and the cash couldn't come out. I said, come on, I have never experienced this in my whole life. Oh, by the way, you know how old am I? I'm 22. Hallelujah. Now, my son is already 21 and my daughter is 23. So, you guess, right? I was married in 33. Hallelujah. No, 20. I forgot. Thank God my wife is not here. Okay. Okay, I'm 52 now. I mean, 51. Next year, 52. Coming soon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The point is, you know, I feel so, honestly, you know, I felt so lousy. And, you know, I have the habit of praying every morning. But since then, I don't feel like praying anymore. Or praising God anymore. I'm serious. Come on, we are human. Yeah. Right? I'm just being honest. You guys, most of them are liars. Okay. Can we be real? Yeah. Amen. So we face people, we also face some challenges. This is only one of the small little challenges. Anyway, long story short again, you know, I feel so lousy. You know, I came to God. I said, God, instead of meditate, speaking the positive word with God's word, I murmur. I said, God, I thought you're a good God. I gave up everything to serve you. I should be better. Guess what? Hallelujah. He said, you can be better if you know how to trust me. I said, I trust you. No, you never trust me in this area about finance. So anyway, long story short, he said, name your figure. You know, he basically, because of time, he just said, name your figure. I would basically bless you with the figure. How much can you believe? You know that God can bless us way beyond what we can ask or think. But the problem is not about whether God wants to bless you, it's how much can you believe? How much can you receive? Yeah, I can receive. Sure? You don't want to test God. You cannot receive if you don't have the big heart. Amen. You have to know where you are. So now he challenged me to give. Keep giving. In fact, for the last 10 years, the reason I used up my money so quickly, because I gave away. And I thought, you know, by giving away, hallelujah, God is going to bless me 100-fold. Just imagine you gave $100 away, you get how much? If you gave 1,000 away, if you gave 10,000 away, think about it. I should be billionaire now. Hallelujah. By the way, I'm giving, right? But that's not true. The way that we give, oh, I'm stuck here. It's not what I prepared for you. But I believe God is trying to help us here. When we give, it's not just about, oh, okay, you say so, I do it. No, you have to give it in faith. Amen. You have to believe that your money is not going to go in waste. You may say all you want, but you can say with empty head, empty heart. You have to say with faith or the word of God. Lord, I thank you for this money. I thank you for the opportunity to give again. I give not because I want to get. I give because you are good. You are gracious. You are merciful. You are my supplier. Lord, I give because you are my abundance. I give. I give because I believe, Lord, you love your people, you love your church, and you want to expand your kingdom. I give because of that. And finally, I give because your word says so. Yes. Give and shall be given back to me. So I'm not going to limit you anymore. And what happened? When I practiced that, whoa, money keeps coming back. But not as much as I used to have. Okay, just in case you are thinking how much I'm making. I don't have an airplane. Praise the Lord. But I have Toyota. Hallelujah. God shall supply all my needs. I have not come to that stage that I have to go interstate. Hallelujah. Or overseas. Maybe. Next time. But for now, from point A to point B, Toyota is good enough. Hallelujah. But if you feel like giving me a Ferrari, I am all ready. Amen. Anyway, everything I said to you just now, I did not prepare for you, but I believe it's good. God wants to help you to see. Like I said, I'm not here to try to teach you, but to ignite your faith, to encourage you, to exhort you. You have more than what you think you have. You are greater than who you think you are. You can do way more than what you think you can do. You have great potential. Just the problem is we are not discovering as a result. We are not developing. Amen. And if you are not developing, what happens? You are not diminished. You are not going to fulfill the potential that God has in your life. That's why we are always in a discovering stage and developing stage. Once you stop seeking, everything stops. That's why we still talk about come. Yeah, I say, I know this. Yeah, you know that, but God is bigger than what you know, better than what you know, more than what you know. So you keep seeking. You say, seek and you shall find. Knock. The door will be opened. Draw near. Then I draw near. Then you say, nah, I know, you know everything. You should come. He said, I have already come. I've come to give you life. Life that is more abundant. What are you doing with the life that you have? This life is a higher life. You know, in Singapore, Singaporeans know that. We used to pursue 5C. The small little 5C. Car. Cash. Condominium. What else? Club. And credit card, yes. You know, now credit card is so common, but in the 90s, right? In the late 80s, you have a credit card, you're somebody. Especially gold one. A gold card. Now it's nothing, now platinum, right? Anyway, my point is this. These are little life compared to the bigger C, Christ. After I found the big C, the 5-liter C has nothing to do with me anymore. I have nothing to do with it anymore. I don't mind to have it, but I pursue the big C, the higher life. Amen? Hallelujah. So now, what happened? Next. Back. So you see that? I prepared this verse for you. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, not in his mind, in his heart. We always have some doubt. But God doesn't mind if we have faith in our heart. Because the devil will continue to attack you and tell you that you're not good enough. You know, I'm serious. There was once the devil kept attacking me and telling me that you're never good enough. Look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you. You're not good enough, not good enough. I couldn't take it anymore one day. And then the Lord just helped me say to him, yes, I'm not good enough. That's why I need Jesus. And from that day, he left me. I'm never good enough. Who is perfect here? Can you please come and pray for us? No one is good enough. That's why we need Jesus. Amen. But then, you know, God doesn't want you to continue to speak to yourself that you're not good enough. You have to speak what God says about you. So there comes the meditation. But then this is not referring to meditation. This is referring to confession. Confession and meditation is different. They are different. Right? Meditation, you speak to yourself, you utter under the breath. But confession, you speak loud. In the name of Jesus, you take your hands off my family. You take your hands off my finances. You take your hands off my body in Jesus' name. Get out of my way. I cast you out in Jesus' name. Amen. So first you meditate, and then you begin to access into His presence. Right? Amen. Now you think about His goodness, how good you are, how great you are in Jesus Christ. What you can do in Jesus Christ. Then what happened? You already took the initiative. Then you talk to yourself. And then once you start building, the word starts sinking in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart. Now you can speak to your obstacles. You can speak to your mountain. You can speak to anything that comes against you, irritates you, frustrates you, whatever that comes, haunt you. You know, this is one thing about the Bible. The Bible says He comes like a lion, roaring lion. Like a. He's not. So in the spirit realm, He may look like this to you initially, right? He may look like this. I don't sounds like a lion. Excuse me. Like a devil, right? You know what? As a Christian, we're not going to be, oh no, no, why me again? No! Please don't do this to me. Come on, do it to my neighbor. Come on. No! What do you do? Okay. Hallelujah. Moko sombrante kesimi kumbandria na ko sombrante. What happened? You meditate, start thinking about the word, talking about the word. Yes, Lord, I'm more than who I think I am. Lord, I thank you, Lord, I'm blessed. Yes, I thank you, Lord, you shall supply all my needs. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you, Lord, that I have the authority in Jesus' name to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all the powers of my enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that I am blessed. Oh, hallelujah, you are my shepherd. What happened? When you start talking, before you notice it, you are speaking. Talking and speaking is different. Amen. You talk, and when you are ready, you speak. He has no choice but to go. Amen? So if today you come feeling down, lousy, irritated, frustrated, depressed, discouraged, disappointed, remember, the grace of God is sufficient for you. And His power makes perfect in your weaknesses. But then He said, you come. Paul, you come, Paul, come. You have more than enough. Come on. I'm going to teach you how to do it. Amen. That leads us to, no, not yet. Let me say this. After all the talking, speaking, after all the initiating, after all the feeding, and after all the acting, you still don't see immediate result. What happened? Like I've said, the most challenging part in our Christian walk is not so much about faith. It's about holding fast. That leads us to the H. Hold fast. The confession of our hope. Hope refers to future. If you really have it, you don't have to pray for it. Believe it. You are believing for future. You are hoping for future. But faith gives you the substance of things hoped for. Amen? Without wavering. Everybody say without wavering. And I checked the word, basically it means unstable, sway, to and fro. Talking about someone here. Hallelujah. Shake, doubt, stagger, withdraw from. You know, that's one thing God doesn't want us to do. Okay, we can talk about so many things about this. God doesn't want us to withdraw from the big three we already have in Christ. We have to continue to access, continue to go for it. I don't understand all. This is how I do it. I don't understand all. Lord, why is this still happening? Why this thing is not happening? Lord, I don't understand all, but I choose to trust you because you who promised is faithful. If you say you will come to pass, you will come to pass. It's not over until you say it's over. And you have not said it's over. So, just continue. Declare, God is good. His mercy endures forever. He's for me. Who can be against me? He is with me always. He's upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the sick. Hallelujah. He is behind me. Surely, loving kindness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life. And surely he's in front of me because he's my shepherd. I shall not be in want. You keep doing that. What happened? You're meditating. You go back to feet again. Act again. Initiate or ignite your faith. Hallelujah. By talking, by thinking, by thanking. Amen. Let me show you a few more scriptures. The word hold fast. I checked. English dictionary says stick firmly, like glue. Stay on, persevere, keep doing it, complete it. You know, sometimes people ask, how long should we believe God for the things that we want? Until you see it. Until you're satisfied. Amen. You just stick with it. Stay on it. Persevere. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Until you complete it. God is a faithful God. And He expects you to be faithful with what He has promised you. That's why it's not only all God's part. We also have man's part. But we have to focus on God's part before we can have man's part. Because faith comes through Him. Because He was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. So you want the Word of God, then you want Jesus. Jesus was the Word, so Word comes from Him. Word comes, faith comes. So it's still glory to Him. Everything's all about Jesus. But we are blessed and honored to be part of His team.
Amen.
Amen. Let's continue to see a few more scriptures and I'm done. Abide, remain, stay, join, continue. And my words abide in you. You see that? He never said, I abide in you. He said, my words abide in you. Jesus was the Word. Okay, sometimes this is what happened all the time. You know, when we say, come on, let's focus on Jesus. What happened? Everybody will close their eyes and someone will focus on the picture that they have hung on the wall. Especially the Catholics, right? Focus on Jesus. Then some people really get lost. Focus on Jesus. Focus what? What about Jesus? Okay, long hair, long beard. Oh, he looks like pastor. He must look like pastor. No, when we say focus on the Word, we are talking about focus on Jesus. We are talking about focus on the Word. Yes, find a word. For the basis of your belief. Find a word, find some word. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Why he said, I shall not be in, why he did not say, I shall be in need? He said, I shall not be in want. He said, he never said, I shall not be in need. Because want is greater than need. You have all your wants, it basically diminishes all your needs. It nullifies all your needs. Get rid of all your needs because you have all you want. When you go to the buffet, you can have all you want. So it doesn't matter what you need anymore. You don't get it. Come on. He shall prepare me a table right before my enemies. Come on, I know you're hungry. So I'm going to finish it. Come. Next. Hold fast. Word again I preach to you. Unless you believe in vain. Look at that. Vain, futile, or unproductive. Amen. Anyway, next. Hold fast the pattern of sound words in Christ. Next. Test all things. How do you know it's God? Test it. Count your cost and test it. If you can bear it, test it. Hallelujah. God is not going to ask you to sacrifice your life. You're not in China. Hallelujah. Or you're not in Brazil. Hallelujah. No, come on, it's Canada. Don't look at me so holy, come on. You know, when I first came, they always kept telling me, oh, Canada is so beautiful, so nice. And I drive. Initially, I like it, but after a while, I realized it's so quiet. There's nothing going on. And you can tell from my star, you can tell my personality. I can't sit and do nothing. And I told God, I said, I'm only 51. At that point, I was 50. I was only 50. I know we talk about year of Jubilee, but I don't really enjoy it. Because Lee Kuan Yew say, if you stop working, your brain goes rust. Rust. Yeah. So what happened? I said, okay, Lord, help me. I want to do more. And there comes your pastor. Hallelujah. So I don't know what God has for us in the future, but let me say this to you, it's good for us all to work together. And there's no conflict of interest. Basically, I'm Chinese church. Amen. So, I look forward to work together with you. Let's see what God has for us. By the way, do you still like me? Okay. Next. Test all things and hold fast to what's good. Test it. But before you test it, count your cost. Can you bear it? Right? So before I came here, I count my cost. I got a long story. Your pastor knows my story. But the point is this. Everything requires faith. It always requires faith. Even for those who have migrated here, before you actually took that step, do you actually do what you can to believe God? That is God's will to begin with. Is that true? You don't want to just go and then miss God and then say, oh no, I miss God and then come back to Singapore or Malaysia again. Come on. It's a hassle. Right? You want to know. So, same thing. Count your cost, test it out. If it's God, go for it. And no turning back. And if you don't see result, hold fast. Hold fast. The confidence and rejoicings of the hope firm to the end. Next, last, but not least. Not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, you shall reap if you do not lose heart. You know, in Canada, I realized one thing. When I first came, in 4 months, I've counseled 4 younger people. When I say younger people, it simply means below 40, 20 to 40. I've counseled 40 people. Sorry, in 4 months, I counseled 4 people. They were all in depression. They have this problem, suffering with depression. Some of them even taking medicine. I wonder, what's so stressful about Canada? I wonder. Think about it. So when we talk about rest, we are not talking about doing nothing. We are talking about whatever you are doing, while you are doing what you are supposed to do, you have rest in your heart, knowing that everything is going to be all right. And you have a hope, you have a significant goal to achieve in life. Amen. There's nothing to stress about because God said, cast all your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Amen. And the word cast, it simply means like you go fishing, right? You don't go, if you go fishing with the fisherman, the professional, they don't go cast just only the fishing rod. They cast net. And how did they cast? They cast it with effort. Not just, okay. Excuse me, have you seen that? I saw that in the documentary, right? They do this. 1, 2, 3. And they don't expect to take it back. Think about it. The word cast has this meaning. You cast it. I'm not going to take it back. Because God has it all. Are you blessed? I'm blessed. So, well, can I have the worship team?
Yeah, sure.
The worship team, can we come? Since we have learned, right, about faith, about feed your faith, act on your faith, take the initiative, to come to God by speaking, singing, and by holding fast. So this morning, can we do this? Can we just come to God just as you are, knowing that He loves you and He cares for you? And you have cares, you have worries, cast all your cares by worshiping Him, thanking Him, singing praises unto the Lord. Can we do that? Hallelujah. Father, once again, we give you all the glory. You are a good God. Your mercy endures forever. Father God, we are so thankful and grateful for the fact that, God, that your word always works. Let me say it again. Your word always works. Lord, so thankful because you are faithful. So this morning, Lord, I did my best to encourage your people. The rest is yours. So I pray, God, that you'll move among us right now. For those who are facing some very difficult challenges, Father, you know their hearts. Lord, you help them. As we sing, as we praise you. And for those, Lord, you have a plan for them. Speak to them when we worship or while we worship you. We ask you, Lord, you have the free flow among us because it's all about Jesus. We are just your partners. We are just your speakers. But you are the manifester. You are the one that demonstrates your goodness and your word with signs follow. So, Father, and for those who are sick, let me say this to you. It's not that you're waiting on God, but God is waiting on you to take the step of faith and declare what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Whatever happened to you does not change anything Jesus did 2,000 years ago on the cross. It never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So today, after hearing this word, I believe God wants me to encourage you to step out. To look at your mountain, your sickness, your disease, whatever that is haunting you, that is frustrating you, that is irritating you, that is making you nervous. Tell them, no, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound. So while you worship Him, focus on Jesus, who is also the Word of God. Find a scripture. If you find nothing, then let me give you this scripture. Surely, He has borne our sicknesses and diseases upon Himself. By His stripes, we were healed. If we were, we are. So if you are sick in your body, I just feel very, very much in my spirit right now. If you are sick in the body or these symptoms have been haunting you, this is a time that you say, God, I'm not going to trust in my feelings, but trust in you. And feed on your faithfulness. I'm going to take the step of faith and say, God, your grace is sufficient for me. Your power will make perfect in my weaknesses. I'm going to say, God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue raised against me in judgment, I condemn in Jesus' name. And every sickness, disease have to go because you say submit to you and resist the devil and they have to flee. And Lord, you say there's no big sickness or small sickness in your eyes. Sick is sick, but all under the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we sing whatever the Lord has for you, whatever song that we are singing, you must focus on God. He is good. He's good to you. He loves you. He cares for you. He is gracious. He is not only your Savior, but He's your healer, your deliverer, your redeemer, your supplier, your provider, your protector, your keeper. Oh, your hiding place. Hallelujah. Let's go for it.